Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Bad Friends Podcast.
Thank you so much. So this guy right here, Cheers. Andrew Santino, Cheers. Give him a round of applause.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Bob.
He's a piece of shit. All right? He's ugly. But anyway, I know he's not. He's hot as fuck, okay?
All right.
I've sucked his dick
all
three
right.
times.
All right, all right.
So it's all delicious. Right. So my point is that we didn't know what song it was. And we went in the woods over there. Is there a woods over there?
There's no woods.
There isn't?
Just a beach.
We went in the darkness, and we rehearsed it for the first time, so excuse us.
So you're getting it the first time, all right?
The first time we've ever all done right. this. All right? Are you going to help us sing?
Josh must.
Right? Of course. Are you guys ready to go?
You guys ready to go?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh!
What I want, you guys.
No. Hold on. You're too early. Now!
No, we got it.
We fucking rehearsed this on the fucking beat.
He got it.
No, he stops and then
he
you
was
go.
Got it.
One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, yeah. Two more times.
Here it is.
I'll tell you when.
I know when.
Fuck. Here we go.
What I want, you got it.
You have to take your clothes off. Don't burn your cigarette on your shirt. Don't burn your shirt with your cigarette.
Hey, this is my first rodeo. Okay?
Good boy.
All the way, or?
Yeah, sure. We can blur it. Go ahead. No, we'll do it. We'll blur it. Go ahead. Come on in. Wow, it's so funny and so small. Come on in. I mean, it's not, it's nice. It's actually kind of nice. It's so dark. Your penis is the darkest penis I've ever seen in my entire life. Come here real quick. Let me see. Hey, look at this. Coming to you live from Cancun, Mexico. We're here with Bobby Lee, sir. Oh my God. It's so sleepy.
No,
peepee.
He's so sleepy.
Come on, get in here. Let's get in the tub. This is definitely the intro.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to sit on the edge. Well, my little nudie booty is down there.
Hey, welcome to Cancun. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Lee, and we've got Andrew Santino, and this has been a disaster.
Okay, welcome back to Bad Friends. Bob's in the tub and he's butt naked.
It's been a disaster,
and it's been it's been kind of fun.
Well, aside from the fact that I experienced the worst show I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, we did the worst show we've ever done in our entire life.
You know, that was the worst show I've ever done in my life.
Poor Jim Jefferies. At one point, Jim Jefferies turned to me and was like, I can't hear a fucking thing you're saying. He couldn't hear anything we were saying.
No, he looks at me at one point. His face is sweating.
Yeah, dripping sweat.
And he goes, can we go?
Wait, what is that?
Can we go?
Let me hear.
Can we go?
Can we go?
Yeah, and I go,
he's a cheeky little British boy. Can we go?
And I go,
let me get in the tub with you.
Get in here, man.
This is going to be so bad for my back. Scoot back, please. Go back over on that.
God, I've never seen so much of you.
Lean back against there. There it is. Put your penis above your thighs though, so it's poking up.
Why?
Because I want to see it.
Can you see it on the camera?
I'm trying not to.
Let me see. Oh,
cute, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cute.
It's so funny to see your little shell just popping up.
Yeah. It's like a.
When did it stop growing? Do you think? 7?
Bro.
Or 8?
It's always been growing. All right? You should see
dude,
that.
Dude, I can't stop looking
you
at it.
You should have
it's
seen
so,
it 20 years ago.
I can't stop looking at it. You know what it is?
It like, looked like a skin tag.
You know when you're on the beach? Yeah. You know when on the beach and you see like an animal emerging from the sand after the water washes over it? That's what that looks like. It pops up a little bit and then it goes right back down, goes right away.
No, I feel like it deserves a shell.
It needs a shell.
Yeah. That, it needs a little thing
a
where
a protective
I could,
layer.
And it, when it pops up, just a little head, it's a little eye pokes through. Yeah, like that, right?
And then it goes back down.
Is he going, suck me. Suck me. Or is he going,
suck me.
Feed me.
Oh, feed me.
Yeah,
ooh, that's
yeah.
hot.
Right, but I don't think it absorbs.
No, you can't. It doesn't actually eat.
Oh, can I have a theory? Have mm-hmm. I talked about this before? Hmm. I might have already. But I have a theory that men queef as well.
You've had air come out of your penis?
Well, one night, I was in the bathtub, and I hear that sound. And I realized that was a little bit of an air coming out of my pee hole.
Hmm.
So in theoretically, it's a queef, but it's coming out of a penis. And just because this doesn't make a lot of sound like a woman's queef does.
Women's are full on.
Give me an example of.
A woman's queef is like.
Yeah. And mine's more like. Yeah.
But does it have it afterwards?
So we call it a pweef.
A pweef.
You want to call it a pweef?
Pweef.
I think I've come up with a new term.
I've never done that. Have you ever pweefed, Fancy?
You don't know you're doing it because
Fancy?
It's so
no?
small.
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
You don't think you have? You've never pweefed?
I don't think I pweef.
I don't think you're. I don't know if that's real, but I think it could just be your biology.
Maybe it's a theoretical idea that probably isn't true. But you know, let's talk about Endor.
Okay, so here's what happened. First of all, can you get a shot out there, George? Look what they put. They put us, so many other people. Nikki Glaser got an ocean front view. We have the jungle. And zoom down, if you can see down there, people are cutting as we're podcasting. They're.
Well, you can't.
They're cutting.
It's Mexican people doing what they do.
They're just cutting away.
They just love it.
As soon as they find, what are you looking at? What?
As soon as
they find a knife or scissors, they're like, I got to go to cut something. And they just got to go cut stuff. Bobby said that was a reward. I said, is that a punishment? And Bobby said, no, that's a reward for them.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but if you want to capture a Mexican, all you have to do is put... No, if you just hear me out.
Just...
All you have to do is build it like a little cage.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, well.
Right? And then you have a little trapdoor thing.
Right, I get that.
Right? And inside, just put a couple of scissors.
Mm.
Like one of those
shears.
Long...
Shears.
Shears, what they call them. Whackers.
Yeah, weed whackers.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you hear, tung, the gate will close, and you have four of them. You'll get four of them. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here? And they get scared. And all you have to do is give them a chimichanga.
That's it?
Yeah. It relaxes them.
Oh, they calm down.
Yeah, they love fried beef. They love it. It relaxes them. And what you do is, comprende?
Comprende? Comprende?
Which means, do you understand, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And they go, "We," in their own way, I don't know Spanish, but in their own way, they're going, we know that we've run into... A Korean demon.
Oh, yeah. When they know right away.
When they
can,
know
they
right
can
away.
Smell
they know
it
right
on
away.
You.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Please don't. Is that racist what I just said?
It is. But please don't steal them. Please don't steal
them. Feels,
Mexican.
It feels racist.
Well, remind the fans not to steal a Mexican. Please don't steal
Don't them. Steal the Mexicans. No.
No. Please
it's
don't
just,
steal one.
It's just something to do.
That's like a sign they would have at the border. Please don't steal the Mexicans.
Yeah. But if you notice out here, this is where they shot Endor. I keep saying that.
It
no, it really
like
is
it.
Where
it
they shot it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they shot Endor
in Cancun?
Not in Cancun, but in this area.
In this area?
I just made that up.
Oh, I know you did. Speaking of Cancun, last night we were happy to know that we did a couple of shows. We can cut to the tape right now of us bombing with Jim Jefferies. You'll see some of this right now. Here you go.
I masturbate. Thank you. And I get really lonely, you know? So when I masturbate, I grab my own ass.
Is that was it?
Yeah, right. I should write more.
Look, that joke crushed.
Yeah.
That was a killer.
I have another one. Give me another shot.
Please try one more time.
I have another shot. All right. So my mom was a Jehovah's Witness. What? You guys know that? Do you know that? My mom was a Jehovah's Witness.
Say it to me.
My mom was a Jehovah's Witness.
Your mom was a Jehovah's Witness, yeah.
You guys know that, right?
His mother's a Jehovah's Witness. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Can I translate the jokes for the Australian people?
Let me finish the fucking joke.
Okay.
So then my mom used to knock on my bedroom door, and I go, what do you want, mom? She'd go, just practicing.
Crushed.
Pretty good joke. Clean, too.
When was the last time you did that joke?
20 years ago.
20 years?
It was about 5 seconds ago.
You do a joke that you used to do.
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Every time... I'll sit down. You don't boss me around. I flew here for you, okay? Okay. Two Jews. It's okay. 20 years ago joke. One of my first jokes was, I saw a sign. I saw a sign, a girl holding a sign that said...
Start over.
Is that it?
Start over. It wasn't clear. Start over. And more energy because you're doing a joke. This is a show.
Okay.
So a little energy, all right? Everybody, Andrew Santino! Woo! Make it good.
I saw a girl holding a sign, and it said, make love, not war, which is weird because every time I make love, it's just like war. There's a lot of destruction, a lot of death, and money is usually owed. It's a prostitute, an old prostitute joke.
Pretty good.
It's one of my first jokes.
Pretty good joke.
Jim, can you do a bad joke you did from back in the day?
He doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't have any bad jokes.
He can't think of any.
No, I have bad. I can't remember any of my stuff from 20 years ago.
That was like one of the first shitty jokes that I wrote. And I remember it actually did good enough in open mics where I was like, all right.
I can remember one bit I used to do for my first ever set, but it's
hold
not.
Hold on.
It's not good. It was from
Let's hear it.
It was from my first set, so it's not.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
I don't remember how it goes.
So I used to be obsessed with doing like religious jokes. I probably watched too much Bill Hicks or some shit like that. So this is what I had was I was like Jesus, right? He didn't know he was Jesus until he was 30. He died at 33. For the first 30 years, he did fucking nothing. And then when he turned 30, he started doing miracles and shit for the last 3 years. And then he died. Surely his mother would have said something. She would have gone, I was artificially inseminated by an angel. You should check on that. Maybe that was... But he worked as a carpenter up until then. Maybe it wasn't his fault. Maybe his dad sat him down and said, look, it's good that you got and all that. But maybe you should get yourself a trade first, something to fall back on. And then I go, now there's an ending, hold on. And I go, it would have been weird every time he was talking to like 1,000 people, there always would have been one cunt up the back going, isn't that the bloke that built my gazebo?
Yeah, baby.
Very good.
That's a good joke.
That was me right. From me first.
Andreas,
time.
Your turn.
Andreas, everybody!
Andreas, everybody! Get over here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been practicing for 6 months.
I can't hear a fucking word.
He's got great jokes, man. One more time. I don't know his last name. Andreas, everybody.
No, just keep... Come on, fans.
They enjoyed torturing me. Hey.
Also, little stand-up comedy tip. Untuck your trouser from your sock. That throws the audience off. Yeah, or make a match. That's a much better, like you meant to do it.
Bobby's.
Do the joke, fans.
Okay, here we go.
All right. A really PC joke. What do you call a chink?
A fat chink.
A fat chink. What do you call a fat chink?
Did he say fat chick?
What do you call a fat chick? Is that what you said?
What do you call a fat chick? I feel the name fat chick is already mean enough.
What do you call a fat chick?
Chunk.
Chunk.
What?
Chunk?
Sure.
Chunk.
Andreas, give him a round of applause.
Also, last night in Cancun, Cartel stormed a resort and shot two people and killed them. Do you know this?
That's hearsay.
No.
That's right-wing
trending
media.
Trending on Twitter.
Right-wing media, dude. It's hearsay.
Oh, is that fake news?
I don't know. Let me ask you something right now.
Yeah.
And with your little orange eyes.
Yeah.
Right? Do you see any other hotels around here?
No.
Well, then you put two and two together.
It didn't happen.
It's fake
news.
Yeah, would it happen in that little house over there?
Yeah, that little tiny hut down there.
Yeah, my point is this. Did it really happen?
Yeah, two people got killed.
But you know what's...
30 minutes north
What
of
I
here.
Loved about what happened last night is you had to tell the organizer last night in the... Right?
Yeah, the guy that worked
the information. You go, yeah, did you know that in the resort afterwards? There's a fucking stand down. There's fucking fighting, people dying.
And he was
and he was like freaking out.
He was like, oh, really?
Yeah, and we could tell in his mind, like, what do I do?
Because I even said to him, I was like, I'm going to get on a flight and go home. And he was like...
Yeah, why did you say that?
Because I get uppity and puppity when I get
You were really... I've never seen you so sad.
Yeah, because we...
After
we
a
ate
show.
Shit. We ate shit.
I never bombed with you before like that in my mind.
We know because it was just... We couldn't do anything. We couldn't hear each other. The crowd was like... It was... There was 600 people, something like that. And it was... The ceilings were 30 feet high.
Oh,
We couldn't hear anything.
Honestly, 5 minutes in, I had that feeling of like, oh, this is going to be the worst human experience of my life. We panicked. That was terrible. He may never talk to us again.
He won't. He actually told me, he's like, lose my number, mate.
I feel that. It felt
lose
like
my number.
We're never going to see him again.
Yeah, but it's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Although I brought up the Brad Pitt thing.
Do you hear me say that?
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
So one time I was with Jim in Canada, and Brad Pitt kept texting him, and I just thought that was really cool that he knew him.
It is cool.
Don't you think that's cool?
It is.
What's the biggest one you know?
The biggest celebrity I know?
Yeah.
Maybe Fancy. Fancy might be the most. By the way, you know how
Can I rub my dick against your leg?
Do you know how famous this guy is in Mexico? Fancy. Everyone is stopping him. Oh my God! It feels so gross. It's so gross. Your wiener on my ankle. What's falling off? Is that dirt falling off?
It's dust, not dirt. But dude,
does this help?
But dude, this is like
if my leg gets infected with something, I'm gonna be so upset.
Yeah. This feels like a girl.
Like Bobby's left foot.
Yeah.
This
reminds me. I'm making love to Tanya Lee Harding.
What?
Who's Tanya Lee Harding?
You mean? Tanya Hardy?
Tanya Lee Davis.
Oh.
This
is so uncomfortable.
I just keep going.
By the way, look. Can you put my big toe up near your penis and see which one's bigger? Oh my God, my big toe is bigger.
It's not bigger.
My big toe is bigger. Yes, it is.
It's not bigger, dude. That's ridiculous.
Sit back a little bit.
I will.
Your body is beautiful. It's like a little round.
God damn, I love the compliment.
It's like a little yellow egg.
Yeah.
It's like a little
when you
round
get to,
egg.
You know, it's when you get to my age. And you look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You just don't care anymore.
Why don't you care anymore?
You're 50 and you're like, it's like, let's suppose I'm single again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I feel like I still be able to maybe swing some.
Hmm?
No, honestly, you don't think?
Maybe.
No, be you think that if I was single, I wouldn't be able to get a girl?
I think even now they'd be okay.
No, but you honestly think that I would not...
What scale are you looking at? Like what number? On the number scale of 0 to 10, for real. What kind of woman do you think you could get at this point in your life, in your career?
Well, I'm not leaving Kalila, so let's
no,
throw
just,
that
you
out.
Just did a hypothetical. If you were single.
But hypothetically, right, what kind of girl? I think that I could probably do, what I mean, number-wise?
Yes. Don't say.
I kind of want to do it just to prove you wrong. But I think I can do a 9.
No way. No, nothing over 8.
What? It's Kalila an 8 then?
No, we're talking about the future reference.
No, but what is Kyla now?
Well, that's you to judge, not me.
What did you judge?
A 10.
A 10?
Pandering. He's pandering.
He's pandering. What about you, George?
A 10.
Six and a half. A 10. What about you? 5.5, 6.5.
I am more toward... No, she's to
no,
me.
No, she's the best.
A
but
nine
I'm saying,
or a ten
in the future. We're talking about in the future. If you're trying to get something new, you're getting nothing above an 8. No chance. And all this is doing is having someone that we know. The fans are going to go, I'm a 9, and I would date Bobby. That's what's going to happen now.
Yeah,
I mean, with the depreciation of the coin here in Mexico, maybe he can get a 10.
This is the problem. Once you bring him down here, he starts soaking up some of his old ways.
Yeah, I don't like that. I know, that's the old
he's
ways.
He's like, once you bring me down here, yeah, I'm going to do a fancy business.
Yeah, he your said, old, he old said, proverbs come out. I don't like it.
Oh, my God. We did this last. So we went to dinner the first night. Me, George, and Fancy went to dinner, and Fancy was wasted. We've got some video of him dancing. You guys can see.
Yeah, man.
This is the thing that we learned. The Mexicans hate Fancy because he speaks with like uppity British accents.
That's what I could tell.
And then honestly, the waiter come over, and every time he came over, Fancy goes, mira, 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 mira. And the guy would bend down and he would roll his eyes, and Fancy didn't notice because he was shit-faced. But Fancy speaks with like a proper British accent, right? Yeah. Down here, it's like Cockney. Like, oh, you want another, yeah, you want another cup of soup? But, and Fancy's like, yes, I'd like another cup of soup, please. That's he's way too uppity. They did not. The Mexicans hated it.
But I do love being, because we went to the Mexican restaurant last night, and knowing that you know the language,
doesn't it feel better?
Well, it makes me feel a little bit safer, but then I know they also don't like him.
You so can tell they don't, but at least we have communication.
Something.
We have something there. Yeah.
Do you feel them judging you a little bit, fans?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
How can you tell? Like, did they smirk at you a little bit when you?
Yeah, they roll their eyes.
They
so
do.
Imagine, dude, back in the day, dudes that look like him, they get off a boat.
Here, in Mexico.
In Mexico, right?
Yeah.
They have swords, probably. Do you guys have swords back
swords
then?
Swords and crosses.
Swords and crosses.
And crosses, right?
Jesus,
you came on the
Jesus
beach,
and,
yeah. right, with your glowy white skin, and you saw a brown person, and what, you went haywire on.
Get him!
Get him.
They're terrible people, the Spanish. Really.
And then you guys... shared your language with them?
Yeah.
Is that what that happened?
Forced them to speak
Forced them to speak your language with your God.
We call them giving culture.
Giving right, culture, giving that's God, what they call right. it. Yeah, he would, bigot.
And look at the woods out here. How much atrocity has happened.
His people.
Like babies just tied to a tree. Why would you tie the babies to the tree?
As like a Well, it was like a landmark, because that's how they know to get back to where they're going.
Oh, really?
That's like Hansel
and
Gretel.
Do they ask the babies,
crumbs.
Or are they dead?
Well, they ask them and say, do you mind us making you a landmark?
Well, no, you have the babies tied to a tree. They're a landmark. Do you go, hey, where's Wes? Over there, sir. Oh, I mean, do they talk?
Yeah.
How about it this way?
Yeah. Anyway, why did you do those to the people?
Back then, I think it was just a way to connect with...
that was a way to connect. Way.
Yeah, I mean, now we have social media now, which is cool. But back then, dude, they had
God.
Their own way to connect.
That was social media.
Yeah. They're poking is with a sword.
So it was like so.
Yeah,
so pillaging and raping and murdering. That was like a post for you guys. That's like an Instagram post.
Yeah,
exactly.
How many likes did that get? The whole village was like, "That's good. That's good. That's good." And then they celebrated. These people were. I mean, I say Mexico over Spain, 100%. Mexico's great.
I love Mexico, man.
It's beautiful.
Butcher Box.
You know what, Andrew?
Yeah.
Here's what I love in life.
Meat.
Not only meat, quality meat.
Quality. High
I need
quality
highbrow,
meat.
Quality.
Yep.
The animal needed to be cute.
You need to be cute and quality.
Yeah.
When you get high quality meat from Butcher Box, it is delicious.
We get it all the time. It's the best.
I do. My whole entire freezer is filled with it. It's 100% grass-fed beef. It's free-range organic chicken.
Yep.
It's wild-caught seafood and more.
And their sourcing decisions are made holistically.
That's right. They keep
I love
the,
that word. The, holistically.
Do you know what it means?
No. But
yeah,
they keep
but
the
you
farmer,
do like it.
The planet, the animal, and your family in mind. Always delivering products you can trust.
What's your favorite kind of meat?
I like pork chops.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like a good little oinker on my plate. I love pork chops, and I got to tell you something. Butcher Box has pork chops, and
they
are El Delicioso.
Yeah.
And also, every time I get Butcher Box, it's not just like you get one little tiny thing. You get a ton. You get 8 to 14 pounds of meat.
Pounds. And I'm going to tell you, there's no antibiotics.
That's right.
And they and or added hormones. It's the best quality.
It is.
Basically what we're saying.
Customize your own box if you want. Either way,
yeah.
You can go with one of theirs. You're going to get whatever you want. Free shipping for the continental United States.
Skip the lines for the Thanksgiving turkey. This holiday, ButcherBox is proud to give new members a free turkey.
A free turkey.
Just go to ButcherBox.com/badfriends to sign up. That's ButcherBox.com/badfriends to receive a free turkey in your first box.
Hello Fresh.
With Hello Fresh, you get Andrew Fresh pre-portioned ingredients.
Well, you don't get Andrew Fresh. You get...
Just to let me finish. With Hello Fresh, Andrew.
Yeah.
You get Andrew Fresh.
Yeah.
Pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
Yeah. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on Hello Fresh to make home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I use this. I got to tell you, they send me stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I like it because I don't like going to the grocery store. I hate going to the grocery store.
Yeah, and the grocery stores hate you as well.
I know they do. I've gotten a few letters from Safeway.
I know.
But here's the problem. I don't like finding out what I'm supposed to be cooking with HelloFresh. They send it to you, and then they tell you how to cook
Hello it. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety.
Yeah, the ingredients travel from the farm to your door every single week. You'll get the convenience without going to the grocery store, and you're not going to have to skip the quality because the quality is great. And as fall transitions to winter, grab your jackets. There's nothing better than cozying up with a comforting home-cooked meal. Recipes like chicken ramen, shoyu style, and turkey ragu, gnocchi, my people.
There's nothing better than shoyu style from
shoyu.
The village of shoyu.
Yeah, you've been?
No.
HelloFresh makes the holidays easier. Your weekly delivery is made to help you cut back on meal prep and cleanup, and their limited edition holiday boxes deliver everything you need to cook up a delicious, fresh family feast with no planning necessary. I've used this. I love this. It is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Oh, man. That's HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14. Use the code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Yeah, go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14. Use the promo code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor...
It's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Gifts, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. I hear it echoing in this tub. It sounds so nice.
My nice voice?
Your nice voice,
little Korean boy.
What would be your life song if someone had... imagine if Frank Sinatra or someone like that was still alive and they sung a song about you.
Yeah.
How would it go? Like when he dedicated songs to like cities or people or women.
Hello, San Diego. Little Korean boy is born. Beat him down. Ooh. With the golf club, beat them down. Molestation in your future. Is it slick? Is it slippery stuff? Right?
Yeah.
And then here comes the drugs. The drugs are on your highway. Right?
Molestation and drugs.
Korean boy,
you got a sad future.
No, different genre what you're doing, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. San Diego.
Yeah, but what is that?
doesn't he talk about cities?
Yeah, but Sinatra would be...
He doesn't talk about cities?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, well, let's go back. San Diego, USA. Right?
But do it in a Frank Sinatra. Like
I know how to do
his rhythm.
His rhythm was like,
remember the song One Singular Sensation? You know,
one singular sensation.
Every little step you take.
You want to do that?
So listen to the beat.
San Diego, California.
No, he would have gone. Frank would have gone. San Diego, what a town.
Yeah.
Little Korean boy beaten around. He's getting abused and molested, thrown out of windows.
Yeah.
He contested, he takes it in his tush.
Hey!
Yeah. He's a dirty little gushy gush. And gushy gush.
Wait. Did you just say
a new racist term? Did I just make up a term? Gushy gush?
Gushy gush is a new racist term.
Is he and a I'm little say gushy gush?
I want to say this too. Hey. When it comes to racial terms,
yeah,
it literally goes chink, right? Gushy goosh.
Gushy goosh. Yeah. Gushy goosh.
To
is
me,
great.
Gushy goosh hurts more than gook. Hurts more than any of them.
By the way, Gushy
Don't
goosh
ever
is,
call me that
will
again.
You name your album Gushy Goosh?
Yeah. 100%. Gushy goosh.
He's a little gushy goosh.
He's a sneaky. Sneaky is always good.
He's a little sneaky goosh.
A goosh. He's a sneaky goosh.
Goosh is nice.
Yeah.
It's G-O-O-S-H. Goosh. Sneaky goosh.
Yeah.
Name your next special sneaky goosh.
I will.
He's a little sneaky goosh.
Yeah. What about you? What if Frank Sinatra sang a song Prime about you?
Chicago. Yeah. He's a redhead from divorce and drugs and alcohol. And then he was sad, abused as a boy, beat up and bullied. Yeah. Big old ears,
yeah.
Pale and thin as a rail. He's got pimples all over his face. Yeah. Pimple all over his butt. Ba-ba-ba.
Can you teach me how to rap?
You want me to teach you how to rap?
I've never learned how to rap. I really haven't.
All right. So.
I think I wrote one. My name is Bobby Lee. I'm the king of society. I rap, I sing, I do it in variety.
That's so bad.
I wrote that when I was a kid.
But that's like the 80s rap.
Yeah. My name is Bobby Lee, king of society. I rap, I sing, I do it in variety.
Oh,
and then they raise the roof, right?
Well, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Back in the day, though.
Back in the day, they sometimes did.
Yeah.
But don't you understand that rap you're doing is like this? That was like Cool in the Gang when it was like,
I don't know much. I don't know new rap. That's the thing. It's like, I love music.
Mm-hmm. No, but you don't love rap.
Just hear me out.
It's because of the black people. You don't like the black people, and that's what it is. Name a black artist that you like right now. Go. Fast.
Smalls.
Smalls?
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
Who is that?
Biggie Smalls.
He's dead.
Tupac.
Give someone that's current.
Tupac. I could. That's a Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur.
That's in Korean. Tupac. Tupac is here. Tupac. Are you guys listening?
Yeah.
Briggy Tupac.
Briggy Shakur.
Briggy and Tupac. Battle.
No, because back in the day, like you know, when my brother was into hip hop, I would like
he still is. He loves I know, it. So me and him talk about it.
You know. When Jurassic 5 came out, I wanted love. That album. You know what I mean? I mean, there are certain albums.
Mark 7.
But it's been so long since somebody said, you should check out this new hip-hop album. I kind of lost my way. Like, I was into, like, Tribe Called Quest
love.
Back in the day. I loved, you know, De La Soul, back, those type of that type of rap. But I just got lost in my way. It has nothing to do with anything culturally or anything like that.
Yeah,
I
want
to learn.
No, but you know what? No one's suggesting. I'll suggest a bunch of albums for you to listen to. I'll send you a bunch of stuff on Spotify.
Can I be honest with you, too?
You don't like it.
No, can I be completely and utterly
I know what it is. You don't want me to give you knowledge about something.
No, that's not what it is. It's so funny that you say that because Kalila says that all the time. It drives me crazy.
What is it, then?
Is I don't trust your taste. I really don't. I honestly don't trust.
I have such when it comes good musical
to
food, taste.
When it comes to food. Movies, and when it comes to anything arts, I don't listen to you.
You have bad art taste.
I'm not saying that to start a fight with you.
You are.
I'm trying to be fucking honest with you and being.
I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. I don't trust your taste.
I don't trust your taste.
And that's fine. We can still do our podcast.
You just don't know anything about hip hop, and so you're embarrassed if I teach you something. It's embarrassing to you if I teach you about the culture. Wow. You know nothing about the culture.
This is how I work.
You barely work.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah.
I don't.
All right.
I definitely don't. But
no, you're working too much. Bobby's going back to Hawaii to do Magnum PI. Right, then he's going back to New York to do Sex and the City. Then he's going back.
Can I tell you how I work?
Oh, please.
Can I tell you how I work?
Please.
Sorry for yelling.
That's fine.
Kalila will be like, you should, like 2 years ago. You should watch this movie. I'm sure it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because
they say that, it takes me a year to get around.
I understand that.
Right? If I can discover something on my own, I'm generally more, you know, on it. You know?
Yeah.
My teeth hurt so bad right now.
Wait, why?
because I went to the dentist a month ago, and this side of my mouth, two teeth were in really pain.
Let me see. Open your mouth real fast.
No, no, not right now. Let me finish what I'm going to say.
Let me see.
Let me say it. Let me finish. Let me finish what I'm going to say. Okay. This side of the mouth now is beginning to really hurt. My bottom tooth, yeah. It's so sore. I have to eat ibuprofen every hour.
You know that's not good for you. For your liver.
Why did we stayed in the pocket for too long, I think.
No, it was good enough.
Make a decision.
Let's go again. No, I just know the moment's passed. Yeah. No, you're going to kiss me. You're going
to
kiss
me. We got to go. No, we're not. We got to go back in the pocket. I have to make a different decision.
You should have done it.
All right, fuck. I missed my opportunity.
But wait, Bob, you do know that your heart is your teeth. You know you can have a heart attack from having bad teeth. You know that? That's a real thing. Have you guys never heard of this? If you have like infections in your mouth, it can cause heart disease. I'm being 100%. Am I lying or am I telling the truth?
And then what's the point? What can I do here in Mexico
right now? Hold the mic, fans.
Yeah, wait. What can I do in Mexico right now?
What do you mean?
Yeah, am I going to have a heart attack? There's nothing I can do. When I get back into LA,
let me feel your pulse.
Don't touch my fucking body, dude.
I'm going to feel your pulse.
All right. Feels good, huh?
Ready? Count this. George, do a timer on this pulse so we can see how high his blood pressure is. Ready? Hold on. Up here. It's up here.
All right.
Oh, you grab my dick.
Starting. Stop. Ow!
Well, stop. Ready? You ready? Tell him to start.
Grab your dick.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
I can't do your pulse if you're grabbing my penis, Bob. Would you do this in the emergency room if they're like, sure,
you're
dying.
Not a doctor!
Maybe I am.
All right.
I'm training to be a doctor.
I'm not going
to
squeeze your dick hard.
Yes, you are. I know what you're going to do. You're going to pinch it.
No. I need your pulse.
No.
I need your pulse.
You're going to pinch it as hard as you can. I'm not stupid.
How about this? You can punch me in the face if I punch it too hard. If I squeeze too hard.
No.
It's a really good test for
I don't buy it.
Well, you're going to have to.
Because I've been down this road with you before.
I know, but...
And it always goes the way that I know it's going to go. No,
can I have another shot?
No.
I beg of you, can I have another shot?
No, thank you.
As a friend.
No, thank you.
Well, you're not touching my fucking throat.
Fine.
All right.
Even Steven, you just ruined the bit because you want to squeeze my fucking penis.
No, the bit is funny if I stick my two fingers on your penis while you do it. That's the bit, what you're ignoring.
They can't even see that, and it doesn't do anything. It makes it funny for you because you're going to end up punching my penis or flicking my penis.
Let's vote.
It is a democracy, is it not?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, we're in Mexico. So, it's a vigilante run state.
Right? Me pulsing Andrew's dick, raise your hand. Pulsing Andrew's dick, raise your hand. Thank you so much. All right? 3-1. Let's go. Are you ready? What? I'm going to give you an example. I promise. I'm going to be so mad. All right, I promise. Ready?
You get my ball.
Do not tell me what territory I can conquer.
You get my ball.
I want to conquer the territory I want to conquer.
No, I don't. No. I don't let you conquer my territory. I'm going to go back. I'm going
to
fight.
Dude, if I'm Magellan, I see an island, right? You can't be telling me what island, the fuck, side of the island.
Could you imagine you on a boat finding new land? Get out of here. I'm not going to let you punch me in the penis.
I'm not going to punch. I swear to God, I won't. Just gentle. Watch. Look how gentle I'm going. See? It's nice. Yeah.
All right, George, ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Stop laughing because we have to take your pulse. Stop. Hold on. And ready, George, and stop. I'm going to get hard. Don't do that.
Okay, you want me to start now?
Yeah, start on one. Start on 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop rubbing my penis. Stop.
Yeah. Did you multiply it?
What
does it multiply it?
Oh, well, it was 5 seconds.
So 5 beats, so a beat a second?
Yeah, 60 beats a second.
That's really right. Good.
Really good.
That's really good. That's really good. Some of the best blood pressure I've ever heard.
I know. And I was going to tell you that.
God, that's really
good.
But
go ahead and test it.
No, we just tested it.
Yeah.
What is that? That's no matter who's touching your penis, man, woman, it doesn't matter. It's going to get hard if you rub the head. I'm saying.
I don't think that's true.
I'm not attracted to you at all.
Yeah, I don't.
You
think
start
that's
rubbing
true.
The head, it's going to get hard.
Can we do a little science experiment? Let's do a little science.
We have to do it on Fancy.
All right.
On George. Rub George's penis and let him do it.
Yeah.
And see if he gets
hard. George, stand right here.
George, get over
George,
here.
George, stand
George,
right
get
here.
George, get over here.
George, stand right here. Let's see if we can get you hard.
But you have to rub the head of his penis like you did mine.
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be pro.
You be pro.
Yeah, I'm going to be the Wayne Gretzky of whatever this is.
Hold on. Let Fancy go see if he can see it. He's getting ready. He's getting stacked up. George is getting so stacked up. All right, we're ready to go?
Yeah, ready? Yeah.
Okay, we're ready
to go. For some reason, I have to loop my fingers.
Of 100%.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
For some reason, I have to.
George, how else could it be? How else could it be?
Yeah.
There it is.
All right,
hold on. Here we go.
Where is it? Right here?
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah. This is so gay.
Yeah.
This feels gay.
So what?
But it feels it.
You're spitting on me. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Let me see. All right. No, but do it soft.
I am.
Do it soft. Hands in the air.
Don't put your hands in
and
your
it's 60
don't
seconds.
Don't close your eyes.
No, let him do that. I like that. Let him do that. That's funny to me.
When you close your eyes, it makes it intimate.
Let him close his eyes.
Yeah.
No, because he doesn't know.
Don't visualize anyone else.
He doesn't know who's doing it.
Don't visualize anyone else. All right.
Okay, I'm going to start the timer.
Look at though. It's getting bigger.
I'm going to start the timer.
Can I notice? Do you notice?
It's leaking. Oh my God, you're leaking.
It's leaking.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start the timer. 60 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah,
we good. 59.
Yeah.
58. How's it going? 7.
Oh my God, it's getting
moving. 6.
It is.
5. It's moving.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's moving. Oh my God, it's moving.
Like an animal.
No. Oh my God. George.
It's like
George,
an animal.
George, it's thicker now than it was when you walked over.
100%. Oh my God. Is this? Oh yeah. 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 Look at it. Dude. Look at it go, baby. All right, get out of here. You lost.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I physically watched it move.
Me too.
Look at this. It went like this. The head literally went like this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what reminded me?
It was escaping. It reminded me that
you and I are astronauts where we find a new M-class planet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, should we get fucking the go-ahead from NASA? You're like, let's just go down.
Let's just go.
We go down. We land smoothly, right? Mm-hmm. We see an animal. That's what it looked like.
That's exactly something, a
brand new kind of species.
Yeah.
And we touch it, and it goes like this. Yeah. Wow, that was crazy.
Hey, can you imagine? If we go to a planet like that,
yeah.
And there's little penises all over the place,
yeah,
and we run out of food.
Oh, here we go again, man. What does everything have to do? Every time you and I are together,
it's
right?
Homoerotic.
It goes into some weird homoerotic place that I don't want to venture to.
Okay,
I have Christian. I'm not a Christian.
You're not,
but I have beliefs, though. So.
Okay, what are your beliefs?
I have Christian beliefs.
And what are they? Are you repressing that something?
Hollow ghost. What's it called?
Hollow ghost.
Yeah, the holy ghost.
The hollow ghost.
Did I say hollow ghost?
Oh, praise the hollow ghost.
Yeah. The hollow ghost, right?
Yeah.
The Trinity is what I'm talking about.
The Trinity is what? Give it to me. It's
Jesus Christ,
no.
God-man.
No.
What?
Father, Son, and the
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
The hollow ghost.
The hollow ghost.
Yeah. And so I believe in all those things.
Did you guys have crosses in your house? Did your mom put up crosses?
We didn't have a single... No.
You did in your hallway
or something? But my brother, my brother was a born-again Christian in high school.
No.
Yeah, and he would cut out, you know this, mm-hmm. He would cut out of Bible verses and tape them to the wall.
Yuck.
And it got to the point where his bedroom was from top to bottom Bible verse.
Whoa.
You mean like the guy from
Seven.
Seven. Does he not have that anything like that anymore in him?
As soon as he lost state, all God went away.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
if you lose state, you're like, I don't believe in God.
Yeah. God went away. Instantly.
Were you religious fans when you were a kid?
No, never.
Never? Even with all that Spanish Catholic
shit? I went to
shit?
Catholic school, but I was the only one who didn't.
So in Catholic school in Spain, did they do the same thing to the boys that they do here in the United States? Is it different at Catholic school?
No, same thing. Same rituals.
Same rituals.
Yeah.
What about you, George?
Grew up religious, super religious.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I know. I know. But
Seventh-day Adventist.
Were you ever touched by a priest?
Yeah.
No.
Were you ever touched by a priest?
Look at him, dude. No. Look at George again.
Right? Oh my God, you can see it now.
No.
I
look
saw
at George.
It. Right, yeah.
No, he's unfuckable.
You think the priests were like next?
Yeah. So look at him again, right? And with a straight face, ask him.
Oh,
with a straight face, ask him.
And then George comes in the room. The priest is. And George comes in. He's like, "You wanted to see me?" And he's like, "Oh, get out."
ShipStation!
Hey man, holidays are coming, and I know you're going to be buying gifts and shipping all sorts of stuff out. And if you're going to be doing that, you got to use
ShipStation because you need trustworthy partners.
You got
to rely on. And you know, here at Bad Friends, we use ShipStation for our products.
Bueno. Yeah, we do.
Amigo,
to get out the
amigo.
Shirts, you guys, that you guys order through us. And the holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, and it's very, very busy. And if you've got inventory demands like we do, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking twice a day, we got you covered with ShipStation.
Hey, guys, if you sell anything online, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating.
Yep.
There are so many carriers.
So many carriers and a ton of factors that go into figuring out the best rate for each order, but ShipStation's got you covered.
No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that enough for proof, my friend?
That's plenty of proof. ShipStation works with all major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, UPS, USPS. Yes. So you know what? And you're even going to get access to discounted rates, which we use, which we love. Usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies, but it helps us out. Ship you our stuff. So
make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation.
Yeah, buddy.
Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. Just enough time to handle this holiday rush.
That's right. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter the code BADFRIENDS. ShipStation.
Make ship happen. Liquid IV. Our favorite things to be.
Look at this. We got the packets right here. Liquid IV is it's delicious. And I got to tell you something. It's a lot more fun than drinking water. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone.
When I go to Whole Foods and I'm at the checkout line.
Yeah.
And I see Liquid IVs against the side, right? And people, all these people grabbing it. I always want to say to them, good job. You're taking care of your body.
Take care of your health and your body, okay? Because you know what? You know what this has in it?
Yeah. Huh?
Proper hydration and vitamins that can help support a strong immune system. Are you going to get sick?
Yeah.
Flu season's coming, pal. So also, you got to load up.
And also sometimes, dude, you want to get sleepy, right? But you want to do it in an organic way. You want to do it nature's way.
Nature's way.
Right here, Liquid IV, the sleep multiplier.
Yeah.
This stuff right here will conk you out. All natural, baby, 100%.
And it's blueberry. That's one of my favorite flavors. Hey, man, take it first thing in the morning. Take it before a workout when you feel run down. Daily hydration maintenance, hangover cure, whatever it is for you.
Yeah.
It's great tasting, and these are some of my favorites. This one, actually, I love the passion fruit.
Give me this, okay.
You like the pina colada and the guava. And the immune support tangerine, which is kind of the old school. It hydrates faster, more effectively than water alone.
Love the company, and the company is donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. What
huge.
A great company.
That is huge.
Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military.
Wow. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. And I got to tell you, they have the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium that delivers water, nutrients into your bloodstream.
Am I not right?
Do yourself a favor. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code
BADFRIENDS
at the checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get hydration today using the promo code
BADFRIENDS
at liquidiv.com.
Are you farting? Are you seriously farting?
I'm not farting right now. No. About maybe the fungal system in the forest.
What? Do you know what kind of clouds those are?
Those are hibiscus clouds.
No.
Caused by raindrops.
Nope.
Please don't ask me stuff like that right now.
How do you not know what those are?
What are they?
Cumulus.
They're cumulative.
They're all accumulative.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are
really good stuff. Let's not talk about that then. I don't know much about it.
Well, don't cut us off at the pass when we're really rolling over there.
What do you mean?
Just because we were talking about weird, uncomfortable stuff doesn't mean we can't talk about weird, uncomfortable stuff.
I'd rather talk about penises, actually. You're right. That's my number one go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is that, though?
We're fascinated.
My trouble pants? Is it my trouble past?
Do you think that's why? You always pull it out?
Yeah, I've been thinking about lately why, because last night I got naked.
On stage.
Yeah, so in my head I'm like, what do I do to save this?
The show, yeah. When the show was really awry.
When things are going awry, nudity is always my escape pod.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's what you did. I made the joke because we were called back to you taking off your shirt and giving your shirt away. So you gave your shirt away to a girl who aggressively came up and stole
it. Can I say this, though?
Stole it.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
That's the second shirt you've given away of mine? Stop. It's because shirts that I'm wearing are expensive.
Very expensive.
Right. So when you give it away to an audience member, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just gave away my favorite Bowie shirt.
What did she give you in return?
Nothing.
A Tiger Belly shirt.
No, but yeah, but that was from her boyfriend.
One and the same. They came together with a mission in mind. They literally.
I make the Tiger Belly shirts.
Well, then now you got one.
I made it back.
You made it back.
I made my money back.
You made your money back.
Yeah, but I lost the fancy. Anyway, let's talk
full,
about.
Full circle.
Yeah, it's a full circle.
So you gave away your shirt, which I'll never stop doing at live shows. In fact, be prepared. When we do Bad Friends Live on the road next fall, you are going to give away a shirt in every city we go to.
I'm
going to
wear a terrible shirt.
In every city. No, you better wear cool shirts.
No!
You have to. That's part of the game.
So I wear the coolest shirt that I have.
And we
then
have to give it
away
in every city.
Oh, fuck.
It's so fun.
I don't like it.
No, I love it because it gives the fans something to take
home.
Why
is the food so bad here?
The food is pretty bad. The food is pretty bad.
I mean, it's like.
There were eggs and green salsa this morning.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it was Ninja Turtle color. I was like, that's ooze. That's ooze.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtle ooze. Did I eat it? Yeah.
Yeah. You know put in my hamburger?
Huh.
You know how you go to Mexican restaurants in LA and they have those carrots?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
They're pickled, which are delicious,
by
the way.
Yeah, they're very good.
In terms of Mexican, things that they've invented.
Not on a hamburger.
Not on a hamburger.
Not on a hamburger.
But let me say, in terms of the things, let's celebrate Mexico. Let's talk about the things that they have given us.
Yeah.
This planet. And yeah. I think this is a great segment.
Yeah. Okay. Let's give Number it up for
one,
Mexico.
El Mariachi.
Mariachi.
Right. What a great instrument. And what great outfits.
Tacos.
Tacos is a huge one. My bad.
I love
that. Could
tacos.
Be number one, dude.
That might be number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, burritos and tacos are hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. Ay-yay-yay. That's a great noise.
The ay-yay.
In terms of noises, ay-yay is one of the best, like, arbitrary, random things that you could say in a celebratory environment.
You know what my best noise is that they gave us?
What? That's such that's the a best. Good. Right. Right.
It's a car starting.
And this is just the bass beat of. Bum, 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 right? Such a great foundation. Because you could put horns on top. You could put horns like that. Right? And then do one of your noises. And right, number one hit. La Bamba, man.
Will you shake it for a second while I do that? Just dance.
I had a dream too, Richie. Do you remember that? In La Bamba?
La Bamba.
That poor fucking cartoonist. The brother. Anyway, my point is that let's talk about Mexico more.
Wait, hold on. I want to do this. Let's guess words that Andres, tell us a word and we'll try to guess what it is in Spanish. Or vice versa. Give us a Spanish word. We'll try to guess what that means in English.
I'll start. I'll give you
Playa.
One.
No, let him do it.
Playa? What? I know what it is. Playground.
Close.
Playa. I know it. It's like
a court, like a little
like a
court.
Area of land. It's like a
we're very close to it.
What jungle?
Plateau.
With the water.
Forest. A beach.
Yes.
It's beach. Playa's beach?
Yes.
Fuck, we should definitely know that one. Where this place is called Playa something.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, an easy one.
Yeah.
Let's go to the playa.
What?
Jungla.
What? Say it again.
Jungla.
Jungla? That's jungle. That was too close. Give us something way out of the... In
Jungla?
Fact, George, if you have one, whisper it to him.
Wait, can I just ask another question? So Jungla is spelled...
Jungle.
Like jungle, right? This is how what I want to know about language, okay? No, let me ask you about language.
No, I know. Watch, yeah.
All right.
Watch us do an ad read for Babbel right now.
Right. So in obviously English, it's jungle, right?
Yeah.
So at some point, did the languages mix and they took jungle and they just said, let's just not create a word for jungle. Let's just say it differently.
We can give a history. You know Latin, right? You know things are derived from Latin. Well, that's the chain of thought. I don't know. You already know. You know the answer.
That's true. Give me another word.
Give him another word.
All right. Here's one that always messed me up in Argentina.
Okay.
Los rolling.
We'll say it again.
Los rolling.
Los
you know
rolling.
What that is, Andres?
Los role.
Los.
Can you spell the word?
Can you spell the word? Can you spell the word, please?
L-O-S.
Los.
R-O-L-L-I-N-G.
Los rolling.
Yes.
It spells Los Rolling.
Usually in the
is that what you do on ecstasy when you're down there? Los Rolling.
Te gusta Los Rolling.
I am Los Rolling. Rolling.
Do you like Los Rolling?
I am Los Rolling on MDMA. What is Los Rolling, you think? Los Rolling. Come on, Bob.
I don't know, but...
I know. When I hear it, it makes sense to me.
I want to create a word right now, though.
Is it a product?
Can I create a word right now?
Okay. Is it an action or a verb?
The Rolling Stones.
I said the same thing.
The Rolling Stones.
The word is...
The most confusing things are like when they're saying things in English. Yeah. Like, do you like Los Beatles?
The Beatles, yeah, that
Los Beatles. Los Rolling.
That's the Rolling Stones? It's just the Rollings.
Rem.
R-E-M is rem. So stupid. That's so funny.
I created a word.
Yes.
What is a word?
So a long time ago, the word is Olono.
Say it again.
Olono.
Spell the word.
It's like
A-L-O-N-O.
It's what you are all the time?
No.
Olono?
So when my father used to take me to, in high school or in middle school, he used to take me to Korea town in L.A. and we would go to spas.
Yeah.
And in Korean spas, there's a lot of old Korean men there, and they get naked.
Yeah.
And they do stretches.
Yeah.
And one day, my dad was stretching, and I saw an area of his body that I wasn't meant to see.
His butthole.
No. Close, though.
His like, the undercarriage, like, between his butthole and his taint?
And what do they call that? The taint is what
taint, or Nifkin, or Gooch,
right,
or Grundle.
Right, but on my dad's taint, though, was one... I'm not lying.
Oh, my God.
Skin tag. One. And I used to call it Olono. As a kid, I used to call it Olono.
Olono.
Did he
know that?
And Olono would say stuff to me
what?
In my mind.
In the middle of the night?
No, just if I saw him at the spa, I could hear him go, help. Or, right?
I'm scared. Yeah. I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dark.
And I always want to go, well, why don't you just move up to the neck with the other skin tags?
Get up there.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Why go down there in the darkest, saddest place?
Well, that's where they start. And if they have enough passion and drive.
He's lazy.
Yeah, he's a lazy.
He didn't crawl up the...
Lazy alone.
Lazy alone.
What's the word lazy in Spanish?
Vago.
Vago? Pago, pago alono? Pago, yeah. Pago alono.
So a little skin tag alono.
Why? Do you have skin tags? From your, like,
yeah,
your dad?
Yeah, yeah.
There's one on your neck, right?
Thank you.
No, no, no. I have them. I have them under my armpit.
You're welcome.
Are you going to get them under your face? On your face? Did your dad have them on his face?
Yeah, he did.
Because some Koreans have them on their face. Yeah,
yeah. I almost asked the when they were cremating my dad.
Like that one.
Is to keep alono. Would that be, can you suggest that? Like at
100%.
When they're doing the body and go, hey, how do you say it? Like,
Kent?
Like, you're the, what do you call him?
Mortician.
Mortician. Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, yo, you're my dad. I know.
I know. God bless. I'm terrible, so sorry about your father. Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing the.
The amount of feces that were still left inside his intestines was insane.
Yeah, he's
larger
a poo
than
master.
We've.
He was a poo master.
It was insane.
All right. So.
We did clean him out, though.
He's a poo master.
He's a poo master.
Yeah. Anyway, did you clean him out?
It took us about an hour
and
a half.
That's fine. Do whatever you want, by the way, because we're closing that sucker.
Anything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But.
Mike, we can do whatever we want to the body.
Yeah. But FYI, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know. It's just fine. You know what I mean? But did you do some of the back work?
On his back?
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you do below the back or?
His tush?
Yeah.
I did his tush.
Yeah. Did you open?
Sure did.
You have to open, right?
Yeah, I opened it wide up.
Did you see Alano?
Are you talking about the,
the skin tag.
Soul skin tag down there?
Yeah.
We kept it.
Did you really?
Mike, bring out Alono.
Yeah, yeah.
We have it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you want it?
What if Alono, for some reason, once you detach them,
he becomes a human.
He starts growing.
He has legs.
And he comes like,
hey, Bobby.
Do you have all of your dad still?
I have his ashes, yeah.
Are you going to dump them somewhere?
No.
Really?
Do you think they're happier that way?
I think it's to be dumped.
Hmm.
Don't you think it's to be dumped? Here's the reason why. You dump them in a place that they loved.
My dad didn't love anywhere. That's the problem. Honestly.
You know what?
There's not a place.
You know what your dad would love? If we hit you with his ashes.
That's hilarious. It would make him feel at home, right? Yeah. Like, he's in heaven probably going, whoa, ooh, something going on.
I feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
We put him in a sock and we just hit you with it.
And he looks down and his spirit is like a fucking warrior. Yeah, you
know. I would love that.
You want to talk about the movie?
Yeah. Okay, so fine. Let's announce to the fans. Here it is. We're doing The Bottom of the Turtle Island in Spain. Fan TV. We're going to do it for real.
Yep.
We're putting together everything we need to put together.
Yeah.
And we're gonna actually try to do it. Are you excited, fans? Fancy's going to direct.
Very excited.
Do we trust him?
Can you do it?
I can do it.
But have you seen anything that he's directed? Did you watch his movie?
Well, he did strike me in a sketch. He was okay. I remember pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good, I mean.
Yeah.
All right, I love your
of all
friend.
The guys. Okay, but
I love your friend coming to your fucking defense. That was nice.
Of all the guys that you guys went to school with, do you think he's one of the top tier guys that you went to school with? Truly,
yeah.
Wow, and his skill set by far the highest is directing. Yeah,
the highest what?
The highest of his skill sets is directing or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
what's the highest? What's the highest of your skill set, George?
Producing.
Do you think George is a good producer?
I think he's a great producer.
He really is. He really is.
I'll tell you
and
why.
I don't like giving him credit.
Can I tell you why?
And you know why I don't like giving him credit?
Yeah.
Because he gets it a lot. He has a lot of people going, George, you did great. By the way, he's got no fans down here. It's amazing. The amount of fans that have said hi to Fancy B.
He makes me say every time they yell Fancy, he makes me say, like, he made me. He made me.
The amount of fans that have been like, Fancy. And then I go, look at George is here. And they go, hey, George, Fancy. They
have
lose
you, have
it.
You heard of what a Q rating is?
No.
So a Q rating. You know
what
Q rating?
Let's hold for a wagon. What is that? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Wait, of Q rating? Like curating? Put
Q,
yeah.
No, Q rating.
Q rating. Oh, yeah, Q rating. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, in television shows, where they test people, right? And over the years, you know, like if you see a guy on a pilot or he gets a sitcom that gets canceled really quick, his Q rating goes up the next time he gets a thing. Basically, it's like test results.
Correct.
Right? And, your Q rating is so much more advanced than George's.
Wow.
In terms of likability.
Whoa.
It's a scientific
fact?
Tested fact.
It's a fact. This yeah. isn't this is not this is objective.
And it has to do with his size. It has to do with his voice. It has to do with his weaselness. It's very like you know, it's like a cartoony Disney rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like a singing rat that comes in a tuxedo. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We have to shoot an episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a little singing guys. Rat that pops up.
There's always like a spotlight when he's on the cartoon, right? He does a funny thing. The kids love it.
They love it.
Look at the loser. They say that out loud in the theater, which is the parents are like, oh, you're loud. Because he is such a loser.
We got to give him one compliment, though. He's been getting, it's been bad in Cancun.
Oh, really?
No one's come up to him and said hi.
Who?
George, nobody said hi.
I'll give George a compliment.
Just one small one. Nobody said hi. Dude, people are celebrating Fancy B, taking pictures. George, have you taken any photos with anybody?
I jumped in like behind Andres once.
He jumped in a photo. He had to jump in somebody else's photo.
I think they framed me out, but I was...
How many photos have you taken, Fancy? Be genuine. Be genuine.
A few.
A few.
Yeah. Well, he did something, because I've been observing him, and outside the show, before we started, he was outside. You notice he was never inside the tent.
Mm-hmm. I did.
He was always outside.
I noticed.
And if you could look at his hands, you could see an invisible fishing rod.
Oh,
and he was fishing for compliments out there.
I tell you, we should tell the audience. This is something that's never going
to
get seen.
And it was so sad to see this.
Sad.
This is what I saw. Right, him go, right, and he's just out there.
Click, click, click.
And everyone's like, that's a swimming pool. There's nothing in there. Trust me.
He was fishing.
But he was out there fishing for hours. It was really sad.
And you know what's so funny? When he introduced us, he went out there beforehand to turn on the camera. Oh, George was already out there.
I know what that is.
Just so they go, Fancy! They lost it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, Fancy, what were you doing? He goes, I have to turn on the camera. And I said, isn't George out there? And he goes, yeah, but I have
well,
to.
George was out there?
Yeah, George is already out there.
Oh, it's so weird. I didn't think he was out there.
Didn't hear one person.
No one said anything.
No one said anything.
Hola. Bien, bien. Que tal, amigo? Andreas, give a round of applause. Get up our floor.
Hey, guys. Let's introduce the stars of Bad Friends, Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Canada Dry, it's never been more dry.
Bobby had a can of Canada Dry, and we decided to make a little song about it. We moved inside because the sun got
way too hot.
Canada Dry, it's never been more dry.
That's our early 2000s. When was that? Was that early 2000s?
Yeah.
Like 182 and all that stuff?
Yeah.
All the small things.
Those guys made some really good hits, though.
They did, and they're all from my area.
Yeah, from San Diego.
From Poway, specifically.
Yeah, they went to high school with you.
What?
They went to high school with you.
Didn't know them specifically, but, you know, they did historically.
What's going on, man?
What is going on?
What is going on?
So,
are you
going
to come swimming with me in the ocean or not? For real?
You know, because you said there were penguins. What was it?
Penguins in the ocean?
No, you said some sort of animal.
Yeah, there's penguins out there.
No. What kind of animal was it? Tortoises?
No, that we saw a stingray today.
That's the one. That's the one that killed the Englishman.
That killed Steve Irwin.
Is he English?
He's Australian.
You know what I'm talking about?
Same and same.
Gouged out.
Right,
stingray right through his butt, gouged the shit out.
Kind of cool.
I know. That's why I will not be going.
Oh, dude, we swam up to you. We touched it.
I'm not as qualified as the Englishman, Stevie Irwin.
Clearly, he wasn't either.
My point is that he's a professional, and he got gouged out.
He got murked, but really.
So what I'm asking you
But it was, I think it's a manta ray. There's a big difference. I think it was a manta ray.
Well, then say it right, you fuckface.
Hey.
Sorry.
Manta ray.
I mean, stingray, manta ray. They're two different things, you fucktard.
No, this was a stingray. Never mind.
You can't say that? You can't say fucktard?
Yeah, you can.
I will.
No, this was a stingray.
And I did.
This was this. This was a stingray.
Yeah, so no, I will not be going in.
Yeah, but check it. Okay, check it out.
If I get gouged out, if you promise me I won't get gouged out?
Promise, on our friendship, you won't.
All right, but if I do, what do I get?
A new casket.
No. If I get attacked and get gouged out by one of those little muskrats, right?
Yeah.
What will I get?
$10,000 cash. I'll give you $10,000.
Okay, so tomorrow...
Tomorrow we're swimming.
I'm going to be fucking with them then.
No, that's not the deal.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The $10,000.
Are all stingrays deadly? No, there's no way. Stingrays are flat disc-shaped creatures with fins.
I know what they are. Don't talk to me
stop
like I'm a child.
Generally aren't dangerous. In fact, they have a reputation for being gentle. See, they call them puppies of the sea. You've never heard of that before? They actually don't
hurt
you.
I love the puppies of the sea, but my point is that knowing me, I don't know how they lay. You know, if they lay on their side.
No. And look,
do they lay on their backs, like, and they put their little fin? Look, like stingrays, do they lay like that when they sleep?
Their backs are up when they swim and they sleep, and then they settle down to the bottom of the ocean. I don't think they ever go on their back and look up.
They can't close their eyes and just go, look at my dick.
Well, they don't.
They don't have dicks.
They don't have dicks.
Oh.
Wait, do stingrays have penises?
Yeah, well, Google that. That's more important.
Stingrays harbor
and we'll figure out a way to make it gay. So
fatal stingray
in a second. So you know what I mean.
Fatal stingray attacks on humans are exceedingly rare. Only two have been reported in Australian waters since 1945.
Oh, that's so rare.
Both victims were stung in the chest, just like Irwin. It was extremely rare. Do stingrays have penises?
That's the most important
question by far. So how do you tell a sexual maturity? Male stingrays have external sexual organs called claspers, which are visible near the base of the tail.
Oh, that seems aggressive.
They have claspers. Their penises fucking grab onto the vagina.
Felt so good.
You want me to do it again? I'm a stingray.
Yeah. Ow!
That's what he does. He clasps
but
it.
Don't do it on my
dick. Sorry. I'll do it soft.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They have claspers, and what they do is...
So once it's in, it's in?
They have two penis-like organisms that lie within modified pelvic fins. They have two dicks. Stingrays have double dicks.
Right.
Double dicks.
How bad, Matt? If we were stingrays, how mad would you be?
If
as a joke, I just clasped onto your butthole. See how I did that?
Yeah, I knew what you were doing.
See how the angle?
I was going to say how funny it would be if you were a stingray and one of your penises was super huge and the other one was extremely small. And they made fun of you for not having two equal sized penises.
Or you can do jokes like, my dad's black and my mom's Asian.
Yeah, I'm a half-half. I'm a half stingray.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's more better jokes.
Eric Griffin is our stingray friend.
Yeah. So if it's small, right? Is that what you're saying?
What?
Where's the cum at?
It comes out of their penis. They have double penises. They have two penises.
So it's like a 2-in-1 storage situation.
When one is tired, the other one goes to work.
Right. Because our cum is in our sack, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not in the penis area.
It ends up in there at some point. Yeah, it goes up there.
Okay, let me have a better, more specific question.
Yeah.
Right?
It takes the elevator, goes, coming up!
Yeah. You know how sometimes, you know, you ejaculate?
Mm.
And how good does that feel?
This is a good end of the episode.
Yeah. You know how you ejaculate?
I do know.
Right. And so then, you know, after you masturbate or you have sex with a woman or a man, whatever your thing is, and then you go, oh, I got to go pee, right? And then when you pee, it sprays like in 12 different areas.
Funny. Yeah. When you clogged up the hose. Yeah.
Like, right. Everywhere. Yeah. Right. And you don't give a fuck. You just do the best you can.
Yeah.
You'll clean it later.
Well, I usually pee in the shower.
Oh, really?
For that very reason.
But it sprays. So what that means is that there's some clogging going on.
Correct.
Right. So when does that go away?
The clogging?
Yeah.
It eventually sprays away and then you're done. Are you still clogged? Are you still clogged?
No.
Have you been clogged for a long time?
I've been clogged for like 6 months.
What?
Spraying all over.
We got to go to the doctor.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we got to go to the doctor.
I think my shit just dried like some sort of adhesive.
Like super glue got on there?
Cement. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's permanent.
Yeah. But it sprays in 50. Is that a problem?
Still.
Yeah.
Like right now, if you go pee, it does that.
15 different areas. And there's blood in the pee.
That's fine, I think.
All right.
I think that one's not a big deal.
You know what? If a third thing happens, then I'll go.
Yeah, wait till the end. Wait till something really happens.
Yeah, yeah, something like a foot falls off.
Have you ever had blood in your pee?
Oh, yeah. And in my poo. I've had poop blood in both areas.
This is gross.
Why?
It's just nasty. But speaking of which, what did you come to the door with this morning when I said hello? I knocked on the door. Go ahead. You say. I knocked on the door and Bobby goes, I'm in the bathroom. And I go, I clean your room. And he goes, well, no.
Can I say it from my point of view?
Sure.
All right. So this is from my point of view?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I literally wake up and I get woken up. How?
Knock, knock, knock on the door.
No. I'm asking you, how did I wake up? Why did what was the thing that caused me to wake up?
A phone call.
No. A poo.
Oh, you had a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Your body.
My body's like.
Your body, your choice.
Poo. Like it's like a little, you know what I mean?
Poo.
In my mind.
Poo.
Right?
Poo, poo.
So my
poo,
body just goes, inch, right? Inch. I get to the edge of the bed, right? And like a robot, and I do this. If you had a fucking camera. In the hotel room.
God, please don't have a camera in the bathroom.
Right?
No.
But you would see me walk like a robot. Right? So I'm taking a poo.
Must shit.
Right? And as soon as the turtle's face comes out of the little hole, I hear, knock, 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 knock.
Housekeeping!
That was you, right?
I went. No, I said, I gotta clean the room.
Yeah, right.
I gotta clean the room.
I go, I'm taking a shit, I said.
And then I go,
it's okay, I'm gonna clean.
Now, I don't know about you, but in my day, like during the day, I have these events that I look forward to. Just hear me out.
Taking a shit is one of them.
Taking a shit is one of them.
What's the other one?
The wind blowing in my face on the beach.
You hate the beach.
I know, but I love it.
Okay.
I love that part of it.
Okay.
My point is that I was taking a poo, one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You interrupted me.
Correct.
I was in a bad mood because I hadn't drank any coffee. So I opened the door and I stick something out.
What was it?
Toilet paper with what?
Poop on it.
Good morning.
That was your good morning to me.
Good morning.
Will you swim with me tomorrow though for real in the ocean?
With the manta rays for sure.
You promise?
Yeah.
Lie.
Can you do me a favor?
What, George?
Get me toilet paper. Get me
a bathing suit.
You didn't bring a bathing suit to the fucking resort, beach resort?
I was in Hawaii too for a week. I never bring it.
Why?
There's no need.
There's no need, Fancy? Do you have a bathing suit?
Fancy didn't bring a bathing
You didn't bring a bathing suit. Yeah, you're a loser. What do you mean you didn't bring a bathing suit?
I need a medium bathing suit.
You came to work?
I'll go buy it. I just don't know.
You came to work, George? He was getting trashed the last two nights. Came to work. It's not
gonna happen.
Canada
Dry. How did it go?
It went,
Canada Dry. It's never been more dry.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
Oh, we have a Rudy. Didn't Rudy want to say something?
Oh, my God. Have you seen the video?
Hi to Bobby. Hi to Andrew. Good luck in performing in the Just for Laughs crowd in Cancun. I hope you have a good time. I miss Andres and George already. And I hope Jim Jeffries will be a good Rudy as a fill-in. Okay, bye.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Here we go.
What I want, you got. And it might be hard to handle.
What I want, you've got in my big heart to handle.
You know that you sound funny. Why do you
laugh? Dude, what are you doing? Yeah. Give me the favor. Lift up. Give me the phone. I'm going to do it as Fancy B. Yeah. Give me the phone right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it as how Fancy B does it. Ready?
Yeah.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame burns a candle.
It sounds dumb.
Like a candle fears the flame.
Yeah, no one's dancing.
What I've got is stock full of thoughts and dreams that scatter. We both have to have just our phones out.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's fine.
All right, how about this? Let me try one.
Yeah, too fancy.
No, I got one to do. I just my own.
Okay.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle. But like the flame that burns the candle, the candle feeds the flame.
Well, you make my dreams come true.
Tito and Bobby B.